This week the question is, what does the Bible say about demon possession? Demons are lesser beings than the devil himself. Matthew 25, verse 41. Demons are, like the devil himself, fallen angels who are capable of conversing, asking questions, and giving accurate information. 2 Peter 2, verse 4, Jude, verse 6. They could and often did confess Jesus as the Son of God. Mark 1, 23 and 24. They believe in God and tremble at the thought of God. James 2, verse 19. Demon possession was not a sin. People who were demon-possessed in the days of the Bible were viewed as innocent victims. They were never told to repent after the demons had been cast out of them. Rather, the New Testament speaks of demon possession as if it were a disease from which a person was healed. Matthew 4, verse 24. Let's notice some more facts about demon possession. First, demon possession destroyed a man's ability to freely choose for himself what he would do. God created men with a free will. This means that men were not predestined to do either good or evil, but each one has a free choice to choose either to do good or evil. However, when a demon possessed someone's body, that person became a helpless victim. He was unable to choose for himself how he would behave. The demon, because he was a supernatural being, was able to overrule whatever the human wanted to do. In Mark chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible says, "Then they came to the other side of the sea of the country of the Gadarenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit, who had his dwelling among the tombs, and no one could bind him, not even with chains, because he had often been bound with shackles and chains, and the chains had been pulled apart by him, and the shackles broken in pieces, neither could anyone tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones." This poor man was not living in the tombs, crying out and cutting himself with stones, because that's the way he freely chose to live his life. He was living that way because there were thousands of demons within him, forcing him to do things he would not otherwise have done. He was an innocent victim. For this reason, when Jesus cast the demons out of this man, he did not rebuke the man for having done something wrong, because the man did not do anything wrong. Everything done had been done by the demons, not by the man. Once the demons had been cast out, this man was in his right mind now, and he could decide for himself how he would live, and he then became responsible for his actions. From this day forward, if he did wrong, he could not blame it on demons, because they were not in control of him any longer. The second thing I want to point out is that demon possession is primarily confined to the days of Jesus and his apostles. In other words, there is no clear-cut record of anyone being demon-possessed during the days of the Old Testament. Only in 1 Samuel 16, verse 33, is there anything remotely resembling demon possession. And even in this particular case, scholars are disagreed if this was actually demon possession at all. In contrast to the absence of demons in the Old Testament, the gospel accounts are loaded full with stories of how Jesus healed people from demon possession. After Jesus resurrected and ascended back into heaven, there are only four clear-cut references to demon possession even occurring. In Acts chapter 5, chapter 8, chapter 16, and chapter 19. In other words, demons were allowed to possess the bodies of men and women only during the lifetime of Jesus and his apostles. By the close of the New Testament scriptures, we don't read of anyone being possessed by demons. Demon possession, then, was confined to the first century. There is no evidence whatsoever that demon possession ever occurred after the days of the apostles themselves. No one can prove or demonstrate that demon possession occurs today. Now, this brings us to a very important question. Why did God allow demons to possess people? The scriptures indicate that there was a purpose, not only for demon possession, but also for other afflictions and ailments during the first century. These things were allowed in order that Jesus might demonstrate that he had more power than the devil. In John chapter 9, verses 1 through 3, as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And the disciples asked him, saying, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Jesus answered, "Neither this man nor his parents sinned, but that the works of God should be revealed in him." Jesus demonstrated, by healing this man who was born blind, that he was more powerful than any disease. He proved the same thing when he cast out demons. In Mark 1, verse 27, they were all amazed, so that they questioned among themselves, saying, "What is this? What new doctrine is this? For with authority he commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." In Mark chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, Jesus appointed 12 that they might be with him, and that he might send them out to preach, and to have power to heal sickness, and to cast out demons. In Luke 10, verse 17, the 70 returned with joy, saying, "Lord, even the demons are subject to us in your name." All of these passages illustrate the same point. Demons were allowed to possess people during the days of Jesus and his apostles in order that men might clearly see that Jesus has more power and authority than the devil does. Once this point was sufficiently demonstrated, there was no longer a need to prove the point again and again. In John chapter 20, verses 30 and 31, the Bible says, "Truly, Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life in his name." How can anyone today know whether Jesus has more power than the devil? All they have to do is read the written record of how Jesus cast out demons and had more power and authority than them. The written record stands for us to read and believe that Jesus is the Son of God.